Thank you for calling XPO. This is Jody speaking. How may I assist you?
Well, Jody, I hope you're having a really good day and you're planning on doing some good things for Mother's Day.
I hope you are too.
I'm working on it, except I have a little bit of a problem here with XPO.
What's wrong?
Let's take the phone number and look up and see if you can find when things are planning to install my wall oven. The phone number is...
Well, actually, hold on. Now, before we use your phone number, I do have another way that we can search. Were you already scheduled for an installation?
No, kind of been the problem.
Okay. So you haven't been confirmed scheduled yet. Okay. Give me one second.
No, hold it. No, you're jumping to conclusions. My phone number is 321-591-0608.
Okay, stand by while I search through your phone number, okay? It could take a little while.
Sure, thanks.
Still searching. Okay, may I have the name and address?
My name is Arthur Spurrell. The address is 3680 Savannah's Trail, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953.
Okay, I do see a lot of orders with your name.
Uh-huh. This is for a wall oven.
Wall oven. There we go. Okay, yes, sir. For the 12th. This will be Thursday,
next Thursday. Okay, good. Okay, good. Just a second. Again, your name is?
Jody.
Sir? Jody, okay. A little bit slow here. My wife and I are both 73. I'm recovering from cancer surgery, and we've got my 96-year-old mother-in-law with us, and my wife takes care of all of the appointments. What is that scheduled for the 12th, what time?
We don't have the time frame just yet because it still is early in the process, but you will receive your final time frame the night before.
Okay, just a second now. Okay, what day of the week is that, Sherry? Okay,
Thursday.
Now. Okay. Are you familiar with the term FUBAR and SNAFU?
Yes, sir, I'm very familiar with the term FUBAR.
Okay. This thing has been FUBAR from day one.
This whole situation was FUBAR, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So, how? Tell me how again they will contact me, and by when again?
It will be via phone, night before.
Okay.
It will actually okay. So you're going to get your initial time frame, right? And your initial time frame is an 8-hour window. Then it will get shorter into a 4-hour window.
Okay. So the answer is, even though I may feel like crap, I should stay home and wait for you guys on Thursday. So Wednesday night. Okay, I got you, Jody. I'm not doing so well.
I understand.
So I really appreciate it. And the bad news is I was supposed to get a phone call by 3:00 today to give me this information. But yet again, snafu, FUBAR, I had to make the call. Now, there is something wrong there's something broken between the system at Home Depot and the system in your organization. And if you can dig into what all has transpired since this thing has been purchased and all of the failed attempts at communication, you may find what that is, and you can point that out to whatever company is screwing it up. And I don't think it's Home Depot, because we ordered this thing, and then we waited, and I finally called XPO, and you guys said, well, I don't have the order, you know, the work order for the install. Well, I know that when we purchased it, they put the work order in and we paid for it. So I called Home Depot and they confirmed, yes, it has already been sent. But what they said is, I will go ahead and create a new work order and put that into the system. I got a hold of XPO the next day, and a woman or man named Lakshmi could see the work order, but couldn't open it to be able to tell me anything. Okay. Something's wrong here, and it's broken, and it wastes customers' time and patience, as well as the employees at XPO, as well as the employees at Home Depot. So it's a cost saving for both companies if you can figure that out.
Yes, yes, sir.
Have a good day and good luck with that. I thank you, and be nice on Mother's Day. I'm sure you are.
Thank you for helping me out over here at XPO. I hope you have a very speedy recovery for that, I understand too. And you have a great day, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.